Pirates defeat the Royals Sunday afternoon in front of over 20,000 fans at PNC Park. 4-3 was the final score. Pirates scored quickly in the bottom of the first inning. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa led off with a base hit. Brian Reynolds doubled him home. Reynolds now with 85 RBIs and a six-game hitting streak. Royals tied it against Jared Jones in the second, and they took the lead in the fourth. There was a great play in the third inning by Billy Cook, the rookie right fielder who was playing in just his fifth major league game on Roberto Clemente Day. He made a catch on a ball hit by Bobby Witt and then fired a strike to home plate to nab Tommy Pham trying to score on that fly ball from third base. That kept the score tied at one. Though the Royals would get the lead in the fourth, the Pirates would tie it back in the bottom half on a ground out by Nick Gonzalez, brought home O'Neill Cruz. Pirates took the lead for good in the fifth inning, scoring twice, including on an RBI single from Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, scoring Billy Cook, who had led off with a base hit and took off to try and steal second. And he takes off, and there's a ground ball, base hit up the middle, past diving shortstop Bobby Witt. Billy Cook racing to third. He's going to be waved home by Rabello. Here's the throw, late! Pirates take the lead. Mike Rabello waving home Billy Cook. He didn't stop. And on a single to center field, Billy Cook scores from first base.
A bases loaded walk with some insurance and a save for Aroldis Chapman, a 1-2-3 ninth for the veteran lefty and former Royal. His ninth of the year, the Pirates win it 4-3. Greg Brown on your home for Pirates baseball.